This is Fair Issues on the Faircast. This week's article is entitled Challenging Issues in Keeping the Faith, Part 7, by Michael R. Ash, read by Stephen Densley Jr. This and other articles by Michael Ash can be found at mormontimes.com. This article was used by permission of the author and Mormon Times. In psychology, the theory of cognitive dissonance helps explain how people handle conflicting bits of information. Cognitions are thoughts, and dissonance means disharmony. When thoughts conflict, they are out of harmony. Sometimes we have conflicting thoughts and don't realize it or are not troubled by it. Cognitive dissonance occurs when we are troubled by the conflicting information. Since this conflict can create intellectual, emotional, and even physical uneasiness, we naturally take steps to alleviate the discomfort. The level of discomfort we feel is directly related to how important we perceive the issue to be. If, for example, you discovered that your assumptions about Joseph Smith's clothing styles or hair color were incorrect, you probably wouldn't suffer much heartburn. If, however, you discovered what you believed to be evidence that Joseph Smith was a fraud, you might become emotionally distraught or even physically ill. Unconsciously, we often choose one of four ways to reduce the psychological stress. We either 1. Reject the new information, the competing cognition, as false. 2. Reject the new information as unimportant. 3. Reject old beliefs in favor of the new information. Or 4. Add information, cognitions, to validate the original belief. 1. Reject the new information as false. Most members simply reject anti-Mormon information as false and assume that the claims are bogus or taken out of context. This is often a valid approach because many anti-Mormon claims are complete fabrications or are taken out of context. 2. Reject the new information as unimportant. We may decide that the faith-shaking discovery is irrelevant to more important religious beliefs. We may rightly feel that our acceptance of the gospel is based on a spiritual testimony, which carries more weight with our spiritual convictions than sources we don't fully trust. Most of us don't have the time, energy, or resources to search out answers to every accusation, and so it often seems natural to set aside conflicting information as unimportant when we already have a conviction that the church is true. Options 1 and 2 are often coupled with avoidance of LDS critical literature and are typically compelled by emotion, possibly fueled by spiritual evidence, rather than a serious examination of the issues. While our conclusions may be correct, in this case that the church is true despite anti-Mormon claims, the first two options usually reinforce the original belief without a rigorous and open-minded investigation of competing cognitions. It's important to point out, however, that most people, at times, rely on emotions rather than logic when making some important decisions. More on this in a future article. 3. Change cognitions or beliefs. Some people are unable to dismiss doubt-generating discoveries as false or unimportant. The anxiety may be too intense to brush aside. Resolution may mean a change from former beliefs to an acceptance of new beliefs, basically accepting anti-Mormon information as true and the church as false. When some members leave the faith, they avoid new episodes of cognitive dissonance by brushing aside evidence that favors church claims. They generally explain away pro-LDS arguments in the same two less rational ways as many members explain away anti-Mormon literature. They conclude that their former LDS testimony was either false, nothing more than emotions, or the testimony is rejected as unimportant. It can't compete with what they now see as evidence against belief. Like some of their believing counterparts, they often avoid literature that runs contrary to their belief, or, in this case, their unbelief. In other words, they avoid those evidences that strengthen LDS arguments. 4. Adding cognitions or information to validate the original belief. Adding supporting information can shift the weight of evidence to tilt in favor of our original beliefs. Several critics, for example, have claimed that the Book of Mormon plates could not be made of gold because they would have been too heavy for Joseph to carry while running through the forest from would-be ambushers. When we add the cognition, however, that the plates were said to be gold in appearance, and that early Mesoamericans used gold-appearing metals which weighed less than solid gold, we find that the anti-Mormon cognition does not equal or outweigh the pro-Mormon cognition. Adding cognitions often requires a paradigm shift, or the willingness to see things in different ways. We would have to recognize, for example, that the so-called golden plates need not be made of pure gold to be called gold. So-called gold jewelry, for instance, is typically 58% gold and 42% non-gold alloys. Some possible paradigm shifts and additional supporting cognitions will be the topics of future articles in this series. Michael R. Ashe is the author of the book Shaken Faith Syndrome, Strengthening One's Testimony in the Face of Criticism and Doubt, as well as the book Of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Both books are available for purchase online through the Fair Bookstore. Questions or comments about this episode can be sent to podcast@fairlds.org or join the conversation at fairblog.org. Tell your friends about us and help increase the popularity of this podcast by rating it in iTunes and by writing a review. Music for this episode was provided courtesy of Lawrence Green. The opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily the views of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or of FAIR.